The Tigers and the St. Joseph's Hawks squared off today at Hagen Arena on Hawk Hill in West Philadelphia. Sadly for Tiger fans, their season-opening 9-game winning streak was snapped in a mesmerizing college basketball matchup. You call them mid-majors, but I don't think either team considers itself a mid-major. When the dust settled, the Hawks came away with a narrow 74-70 win. Most people predicted this brawl would come down to a one-possession game, and indeed it did. The Tigers, who seemed to lose their touch from beyond the arc lately, regained it today in a big way, canning 16 big ones, including 4 from Xavion Lee and 3 from Blake Peters and Dylan Davis. Unfortunately, St. Joe's made 13 free throws to just 2 for the Tigers, who did not get to the line until the final 2.5 minutes. For the first time this season, Princeton ran into a team with a front court big enough and fast enough to cope with Caden Pierce. The talented sophomore was limited to 7 points and 5 rebounds, although he dished out a game-high 5 assists. Drawing his second personal just 4 minutes into the game, Pierce went to the bench, a place with which he is unfamiliar. For the most part, the Tigers held their own, thanks largely to the play of Jack Scott, who played 16 minutes, making 3 of 4 from the field, including a 3-ball. If anything, the Tigers learned what Scott and Dylan Davis can do in an atmosphere one can only describe as hostile in the extreme. Davis's 13 points all came in the second half and kept the Tigers alive. After starting out with an early 17-11 lead, the Tigers held on, grabbing a 22-17 lead at the 10:44 mark. Great St. Joe's defense held the Tigers scoreless for 6.5 minutes. In all, Princeton was held to just 9 points in the final 9 minutes of the first half. Nevertheless, the Hawks led by just 2, 33-31 at the break. 2 early threes in the second period kept the Tigers moving along nicely with an excellent chance to grab a win. St. Joe's deployed a 3-2 zone for much of the contest, denying the Tigers any opportunity to get to the basket. In all candor, the St. Joe's zone accounts for the disparity in free throws. Pierce, who eventually fouled out, and Lee were in foul trouble for much of the contest. Losing Pierce in the late going was a huge factor in St. Joe's being able to hold on at the end. Both teams shot really well. The Tigers went 26 of 55, while the Hawks went 27 of 59. The free throw disparity was crucial. To give you an idea of the back-and-forth nature of this contest, consider the fact that the lead changed hands 12 times, and the score was tied for more. Princeton actually held the lead for 5 minutes more than did the Hawks, but sadly, St. Joe's held it at the end. A sold-out crowd was treated to a most entertaining clash between two programs characterized by Hawks skipper Billy Lang as, quote, "not good, but great." Lee continued his outstanding play with 20 points and a team-high 9 rebounds. Davis was the only other Tiger in double figures, as I suggested earlier, with 13, all in the second half. St. Joe's was able to contain both Pierce and Matalako. Henderson said after the game that there was a lot in this contest to learn from. I am sure no Ivy League team will be tougher to beat than the Hawks. Tiger fans can hold their heads high after this one. While there are no moral losses, there are certainly contests in which your team can play very well and nevertheless come up short. This was the kind of game that a really good home team was going to win. Happy holidays to all from Ivy Hoops Online. This is George Clark saying, Thanks for listening.